Christianity is not the life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Amen. So let's get into the word. You can be seated. We started talking about spiritual warfare from, I think, last 2 weeks thereabout. Amen. We started on a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Right? And through time, as we taught, we saw how ambiguous the theme is. I didn't know it was this ambiguous. And I've shown you people here how that we are in a spiritual warfare. You've seen it from scripture. Because the new creation, a lot of times when we emphasize who a new creation is, People have this mentality that there should be little or no fight. No, there's a little fight. Now, this fight is not towards Satan. Hallelujah. The fight is not towards Satan. As children of God, we are not fighting the devil. Are we together? We are not fighting the devil. As a matter of fact, the Bible spoke about our kind of fight in Scripture. It's called the good fight. It's called the good fight of faith. What is it? Where is it in scriptures? Huh? First Timothy what? 6 and 12. So let's see it. Let's start from verse 7. Hallelujah. So let's read together. One, two, go. Some of you are not reading. Huh? When they say read, open your mouth, read. It's a bad character that you are in church. They say read, you are looking. It's bad. It means your mind is in another place. Are you listening? When they say read, you read. That way you are actively involved in the church. Alright? Yes, so let's read everyone. One, two, go. So next part of scripture. Next part of scripture. Are you confused? You are definitely confused. I know you are wondering. I actually didn't plan this scripture. The word desire here is not a pure desire for riches. Huh? It is people that want to make money at all costs. They don't care following the right procedure. They just want to make money. Have you seen people like that? They must just hammer. Those kind of people, Satan will cause them to compromise anytime he wills. They don't care. They just want to make the money. That way you can enter into foolish temptations and etc. Are we together? Alright, Paul here is trying to admonish Timothy to understand that beyond his value should not be tied to anything in the world. Are we together? That his value should not be tied to what? Anything in the world. You should not think that he is very important because he has something or he doesn't have anything. Less important because he doesn't have anything. He's trying to encourage him because Timothy was in the battlefield of the ministry. He was doing ministerial work. He left everything and was serving God. Are we together? So Paul was trying to admonish him in a certain area. Next part of scripture. He said, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. For which some have what? In their word, just like probably your neighbor right now. Some of you that your neighbors are not smiling. This is a problem. The Bible said, you can check your neighbor. The Bible says, the love, that impure desire for money, that wrong desire for money, is what? This is not kind of love that a man loves a woman. Is that wrong? If you check in the root word, is a wrong desire for something. Are we together? Is that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. All kinds of evil. In fact, we know that people are stealing today because of money, isn't it? People are giving their body out because of money, isn't it? People are compromising. I mean, a lot of thieves, leaders, politicians, etc. A lot of big thieves because of what? Money. Are we together? So the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. For which some have what? Strayed. Meaning it can cause you. There's a way you can have desire for money. So much that it can cause you to be strayed from the faith. Strayed away from the faith. You are not focused anymore. Hallelujah to Jesus. You are serving God and you are wondering if everything is okay because you don't have money. You are serving God and you are pursuing money so much that you can miss very important meetings in church because of money. The Bible says you are straying away from the faith little by little. Meaning God is like, it's okay to have money, but let money never cause you to miss out in anything I'm doing upon the face of the earth. It should never cause you to compromise your faith in God. Are we together? It said, for which some, not all, have strayed from the faith in their greediness. This also can be said about people that when they hear about a project in church. You know, some people want to come to church and don't want to hear about project in church. When you talk about project in church, they feel like they are in the wrong church. So they want to go to a church that don't talk about project. We can't be talking about winning the world for Jesus and not be talking about money. It's not possible. In all sincerity, which project do you have that doesn't involve money? Even the businesses you want to do, a lot of money, isn't it? So in all sincerity, maybe some people would have, I don't know them, but some people you would have observed, you know, we are sure people would have come to take the advantage of the pastoral office to dupe people. We've heard people like that. You know, I've seen some people that almost stopped their children from coming to church until they got to know us better for the reason of an experience they had before. Some said it was a pastor that duped them. So they don't believe in anybody called a pastor. I've had one or two experiences like that. Amen? That doesn't mean that the church is like that because you had that experience. The church of Christ is not like that. Alright? It's just like having a lot of fake doctors who have done terrible things in the name of the doctor office and drawing a conclusion at the end that doctors are fake. So you are being foolish if you draw a conclusion because of one or two doctors that misbehave that the doctor office is fake. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? How many of you have heard of doctors that misbehaved in the name of doctors? They are not actually doctors. They did a lot of stupid things. In fact, some kind of surgical operations. And it went so bad. Have you heard? Just like some doctors you hear that their field is abortion. You know that is not a doctor. You know, there are people like that they meet them in a particular area in an angwa or in a street. They are not doctors by going to school. They just watch YouTube videos and they just abort. Do you know what I'm trying to say? The day they kill somebody, they will arrest them. The first thing they will ask them, where is your license? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, having seen one or two people that misbehave in the name of the doctor office, they wore the dresses. You know, one time I saw the court lawyer. He was in the court. He was dealing with the other counterpart. Somebody now say, who are you? He said, I'm lawyer. They said, bring out your ID card. He brought a fake one. It's like the guy was dealing with the other one too much. That's why I said, we don't know you. And when they found out critically, the guy was a fake lawyer. But he speaks like a lawyer. He has won a few cases. That's why he was recommended. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? And finally, they catch him. So he was talking like a lawyer and they were taking him to prison. Does that mean that you will not believe in lawyers again? In fact, some people will still prefer that one. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some people will prefer that one. So you can't conclude that the doctors in the world are stupid people because one or two people who came in the name of doctors were found guilty. You see, you don't have a problem there. Why is it that when it comes to church, the energy is too much? Have you seen people the way they insult pastors online? In fact, a lot of pastors are not claiming to be pastors anymore. There are certain places you go to, they say, who are you? Say, I'm Simon. How about you? Who are you? Because if you say, I am pastor, the way they will look at you, everybody is suspecting you. There was a time that if you say, I'm a pastor, people will just shift for you to pass. But now if you say, I'm a pastor, people will say, check him very well. Hallelujah to Jesus. That doesn't mean anybody should stand up and say, all pastors are useless. It means you are not intelligent naturally for you to say like that. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Because you had had one or two experiences. Meanwhile, my point in this area is this. How I reason it is this. God gives people leaders according to their character. Listen carefully. Israelites were very stubborn. God wanted a prophet for them to be a ruler, but they told God they wanted a king. Like other nations, they were not comfortable with God's style for them. So they said, God, give us a king like other nations. God is like, I don't want a king for you. I want a prophet. I want to speak to you through a prophet. They are like, no. They were looking down on the prophet because he would just come and say, thus says the Lord. And even when the prophet came, when the king rose, there was a problem because except the prophet, imagine Samuel, not even the king can move until Samuel comes for a meeting. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you guys here tonight? Now, because God, even though God gave them what they wanted, he was still operating the way he wants to operate. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to say? And that kingship became the downfall of Israel. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to explain to you? You know why I'm talking like this? Many people, Nigerians don't understand that the reason why they have fake pastors is because of their character. It has not been open to them. Most of them don't like sound doctrine. You keep people to teach them the word of God, they say, no, 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 no. We want power. And somebody will now go, looking at the character, he will just go and do some kind of strategies and come back again. He gets them. Just, you know, there was one time, some of us who went to school were seeing sulfur. Was it sulfur or what? Sulfur, I can't really remember. A so-called man of God in one of these African countries. The people wanted power. So, he wanted to call down fire like Elijah did. I'm not trying to mock him. Just saying, he's on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, he's everywhere. And he commanded fire. Sorry. And when he kept the chemical, they've already tested it. He was just pushing it with his leg and speaking fire, fire. As he kept it, the reaction happened. And a very wicked blogger, who is a scientist, looked at everything there. Zoomed it carefully, saw the name on it, and he now stood in his own studio and joined it, and fire came out. He said that's what happened there. So people stood up and were like, they are against the man of God. They are jealous of him. You know, I laughed. You know why I laughed? The same man of God had over maybe 5,000 or more people in that gathering that thing happened. 5,000 or more. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? In other words, there were 5,000 people watching that happen. Hearing, following for several years and watching those kind of things happen. Do you know after they still proved that was the chemical composition, the 5,000 came? They still came. So this one now, will you blame God or man for the kind of leader they have? Man, are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So there are a lot of fake prophets because people don't want to be real to themselves. They don't want to be real to themselves. They don't want to think. You know, I told somebody, I did not become a Christian like this to allow nonsense pass through me. He said, what do you mean by that? I said, I was a Christian before I became a Christian. Before I became a Christian, I was a Christian. You know what that means? I was going to church. I was seeing a lot of things. I didn't become this serious as a Christian to watch rubbish happen through before me. I said, that's why I became this serious as a Christian. Because I saw the hand of God in my life. God was revealed to me. I wanted something more real, something tangible. I wanted the real stuff, and I went for it. I can't come to this height in Christianity and watch nonsense happen before me. There are some of us like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. You can't come before me and be portraying rubbish, and I keep my mouth shut. Because I've seen from scriptures in the book of Habakkuk that it takes a prophet. God uses a prophet to condemn a false prophet. It's in the Bible. God doesn't use a politician to condemn a false prophet. He uses what? You see these things happening in the body of Christ today. You may think it is not really prophetic. I think also that humanity is kind of inside of it. Humanities, emotions are kind of involved. But God, if God wants to condemn another prophet who is misbehaving, he uses another prophet. It's in the Bible. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? It doesn't take a politician outside there. He uses another prophet. So God can inspire one pastor to speak against falsehood rising from another pastor. Listen carefully. It is not because, probably, now I don't know the intention of every pastor that is standing against every other pastor. I don't know the motive. But see from this perspective. If, for instance, you make it look as if what will I do now? Okay. Now, I think, okay, there are some people that started selling. This one said, it's so shameful because it took somebody worldly to figure it out. But there was a so-called man of God, they said, that started selling the keys of David. I had to look for the video so and watch to be sure. People were sure of what they were saying. But he was selling the keys of David. In fact, I saw one so shocking because they sent me all the link to confirm it. He was advertising the gate pass of heaven. I'm not joking. I saw them. The book of life, a lot of things. There was one that shook me so much. The stone that killed Goliath, right? The stone of David that killed Goliath. So there was stone. And there was one flower he was selling like that. And interestingly, he was selling fish. He called it Jesus fish. Now, look at, if anybody talks against that thing, they will say they are condemning men of God. That's not a man of God to start with. You see, there's this stupid emotional thing we bring and allow falsehood to just thrive. Okay, why did another man of God not speak against that? Are you people get on trying to explain? You are the next generation, so listen to me. I'm not for the old people, I'm for you. Listen. Are you hearing me? And I know what God wants me to do. I understand it very well. That's why I speak with this boldness. And I still speak with love. I'm not for trouble, I'm for peace. Are we together? These kind of things now that is happening with that person that calls himself a man of God. If nobody spoke, do you know there are young people watching him that will rise up tomorrow? He sold gate pass of heaven. Those one may start selling maybe the cloth of Jesus. Now, it's the truth. You can mention a lot. Just think of something crazy. You may hear that another generation will rise after that man. Because they saw that. Nobody spoke about it. And people bought it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So don't start behaving like, do you know that's the danger to keeping quiet? That's the danger. Meaning your children will grow up to see a day and contemplate whether to agree with it or not. That somebody is selling the gate pass of heaven. Somebody is selling a space for your name to enter the book of life. Now, logically speaking, I find such a person so dull. You must be too dull to come out with those kind of ideologies. Logically speaking, you are not an intelligent person. To the point that they even had to video you. Maybe you think video is supernatural. They had to video you collected the keys. And when you collected the keys, the video captured God's hand. The video said, God, you can move now. And God started moving. The video followed from heaven, came to your hand, and the video cut after God finished. It shows the level of daftness. It shows that they are, the people there, the people in that congregation, it shows the level of daftness, dullness. I don't think that is natural. I think maybe there's a demonic covering somewhere that makes people just stay in such places. And the danger of keeping quiet, listen carefully, is that a generation will learn from that. Listen, we're not just saying, talking because we feel like we're a rebellious generation and we feel like talking. No! There's a generation that will pick from that man and continue. Do you know this man that is doing this thing today? The reason he had the impetus to come to this generation, rise in this generation, and open his mouth to say he's selling the gates of heaven, the gate pass of heaven, is because he watched a generation sold some things and people kept quiet. The church kept quiet. Listen carefully. So, if they kept quiet to the people he saw, he looked up to, that saw some things, then they should keep quiet for him too. You know, while I was watching the video, I saw the pictures of the men of God on his... he had some men of God in his office. And I was like, if you're a man of God and this guy has you in his office, it's a shame to you. He watches you and still does this kind of thing that he's doing. It's a shame. Now, listen again. You may look at it and say, this man did the worst. We are going somewhere. And some of these things, examples are our sight, right? Because remember, the Bible speaks about bringing strongholds, subjecting strongholds, which are started through supernatural forces in the dark realm of the spirit. I showed you from last week, isn't it? Maybe I'll show you again. You know, we'll come back here very briefly. Let's go to Ephesians 6 from verse 12. We'll come back here. I showed you last week. Let me show you again. And you come back here very fast. Can we read? For we do not want, but against what? Against what? Against what? Of this age. Against what? Listen then, the next part of scripture. See what we are wrestling against, not flesh and blood. But see how they come against us. These big things we call in the spirit. See how they come against us. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, to withstand the evil day. Having done all this, is it this rendition we use? Verse 11. Okay, give me verse 11. See what the Bible says we stand against. Spiritual forces, we're fighting, spiritual forces and etc. But you will never see them physical. Huh? You will never see an angel of darkness come and he's doing like, you will never see them. Because that's not how they are designed to operate. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? I know some of you are saying, we heard stories that there's a being, that blah, 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 blah. Listen, no spirit without a human body has permission to operate upon the face of the earth. It's a law. No spirit without a human body has permission to operate upon the face of the earth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? They don't have the permission to operate upon the face of the earth. It is that simple. I know it's difficult to obey, but that's the law that God had created for the earth. That is why even God, who is a spirit, needed a body to find expression on the earth. The Bible speaking, God said in Hebrews 10 and 5. He said, a body has that word prepared for me. Are you seeing that? Yes, it's a law. If you look at the Hebrew more diligently, the word human being, or the word human, are two words. It's separated into two, in Hebrew. Hu means body. If you look at it critically, they will write a dead body. I just like to call it body. Because a body without a spirit is dead. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So I just choose to call it buddy. Human. So the man there in the Hebrew is a spirit being. Alright? So what human simply means is a spirit being in a body. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So from the beginning, God created man and created the earth, and the first being and the only being he wants to operate upon the face of the earth is a spirit in a body. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So nothing else has permission to flow on the earth. No spirit has the permission to flow on the earth except it has a body. Are you guys here tonight? So you see, having said that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. See what the Bible now says. It said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what? Wills of what? The devil. It means the schemes and strategies, the ideologies of the devil. Meaning that even though we are said in this particular part of scriptures that we are not fighting flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, wickedness in high places, they cannot operate on the earth except we permit them by buying into their wrong ideologies that they send into our mind. When their wrong ideologies get into our minds and we buy into them, then we give them the privilege to operate on the earth through us. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. But if we discard their ideologies, they are discarded in the realm of the spirit. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So don't be scared of the fact that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness, blah, blah, blah. The only way you allow them to find expression on the earth is when you believe their wills. That's what the Bible said. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what? Wiles or wills of the devil. The schemes of Satan. Remember how he operated with Eve. He came through his cunningness, wrong ideologies, his wills, his cunningness. That is why he chose the serpent to operate through. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. If Eve never bought into his ideology, there is no way that she would have fallen. Because he may seem so powerful, but he cannot cause us to do anything except we buy into his ideology. You see how ideologies are powerful, isn't it? So the Bible is telling us we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now, when you are seeing those parts of scripture, you are like, principalities, powers, blah blah blah. But how do they operate? How do they operate? By sending their ideology into our hearts. The Bible calls it wills. If you just buy into their ideology, then you are under their mastery. So Satan operates and is sustained on the earth. He finds expression and is sustained on the earth by sending lies. The Bible calls him the father of all lies. The what? Father of what? All lies. When he sends a lie and we buy into the lie, then we give him the privilege to operate upon the face of the earth. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And if you look at the devil from the beginning, look at how he operated with Eve. Watch me. He said to her, "You will not truly die." He didn't disagree completely. He said, "Did God really say you should not eat from this?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Well, what did he say will be the consequences?" He said, "Who will die?" She said, "Well, it's not like you will truly die." He's still making it look as if he's for God. Did you people get this? He's still making it look as if he is for God. Listen to me again. He said, "You will not truly die." Meaning he's making it look as if he's for God. You will not truly die. It's not like, is it like God said you will die, you will not die. Mm-mm. He said you will not truly die. Meaning, you may actually die, but not truly, not truly, not exactly. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Meaning till today, if Satan operates like that, that's how he's operating today. In other words, the closest thing that looks like God, but it's not God, is religion. That's why nothing, my smurro of blessed memory said, nothing is more dangerous on the earth than religion. Nothing is more dangerous. Is it the greatest, in his words of blessed memory, my smurro, is it the greatest missile on the earth is religion? That's what he said. Because they operate like God, But they are not for God. They are the ones that told God, told the government in the days of Jesus, they crucify him. His blood be upon us and our children. See how dangerous they can be. They saw who they have been put serving, practicing their religion for several years. When they saw him, they denied him. He was strange to them. That's why Jesus said, if the light in you be darkness, how what? He was talking to them. He said, the blind leading the blind. At some point when he was addressing the religious people, he said, it is only for the sick that I came. Anybody is okay, does not need me. He does not need me. So when he came to them, they felt like they were okay. They didn't even need Jesus. They had their own righteousness. They were okay. Because he brought a higher kind of righteousness to them. He brought true righteousness, but they discarded his own. Because they felt they were okay. So he said, I came for those that are sick. Then he answered, if the light in you be darkness, how what? Great is that darkness. Have you met people who say, I don't have a problem as a Christian, I'm okay, I'm serving God, but you are seeing proof in their life that they are not serving God. And you try to talk to them, but they make you feel as if they are actually serving God. Then you listen, you see them maybe listen to worldly songs and etc. And you talk to them that this thing you are doing is wrong. But they are like, I'm a Christian. And I don't think listening to these kind of songs is bad. I'm a Christian. I don't think talking this way is bad. Have you seen them like that? And on Sunday, they are even leaders, group leaders in wherever they attend. So it gives them this confidence and this comfort that they are okay with God. That's the power of religion. These people worship me with their what? But their what? Hearts are far away from God. They can do all the recitation, but God is not in their heart. Please follow me. Religion is terrible. Hear what Satan said. You will not truly die. Seeming like he's for God. Religion seems like it's for God, but it's against God. You bring anything that is of God and emphasize it, religion will come and want to fight you. They fought Jesus. They are still fighting him till today. If you don't understand, understand this. They prophesied years ago, his blood be upon us and our children. Any religious person will fight Jesus. Any religious person, they'll fight Jesus. You know, the problem is, they have a particular belief for several years. When you come with the truth, you know, there's a saying that says, when a lie becomes an institution, the truth seems like what? Rebellion. If for many years you have been doing something wrongly, when you hear the right one, you even want to fight the right one thinking it's wrong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's amazing, especially with one of our teachings here. We've been doing it for several years. It's amazing how that we come and tell people, according to the Bible, the rapture doctrine is wrong. And people still fight it. You know, somebody told me one time, say, Pastor Simon, do you know if you just stop saying this thing, a lot of people that I have heard that left church because of this ideology will come back. I said I didn't see nobody leave church. In fact, there was a Sunday I was preaching, and the Holy Spirit said, emphasize the rapture doctrine. I looked at the new people, all of them that came. I said, no. He said, do it. When I was done doing it, I heard a testimony. They said, one of the ladies, he had the testimony, powerful. One of the ladies came and said, sir, my cousin came today, and she said what she has been hearing is true. She will not come again. And I said, God, but you told me to preach it. I don't like this kind of testimony. Now, the first thought that came to my heart is that if she had been here for several years, she would still hear it. Because I will not change. That's why you are hearing me saying it again. According to the Bible, it's not true. It's not in the scripture. But people don't care. A lot of people don't care. See, the rapture doctrine is false. Hey, rapture is false. I will never come to that church again. No, check your Bible. And if I'm right, never attend the one that you have been going that have been saying that it happens. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. But because we have been practicing it for many years, when we say it, when somebody comes and say it, it becomes a problem. It becomes a fight. And of course, if you are not a strong preacher, you are tempted to bow down. Many preachers have behaved like this over the years. They want to emphasize something. And I was talking with some fellow young preachers. They said, your emphasis determines your invitation. I said, I don't understand. They said, your emphasis determines your word, invitation. It's people that are looking for invitation that emphasize something to determine invitation. We that we don't care about that, we don't care. So they say if you emphasize in a certain way, you draw the attention of certain kind of people. So if you want apostolic invitations, you must emphasize the apostolic. You must come and teach the Bible, telling us stories. You don't teach the gospel again, you just tell us stories. We want to bring the days where men were climbing wall. There was a time that men were climbing wall, you know, and we are here eating bread, you know. So when you emphasize things like that, you bring the attention of people that talk in that certain way. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And so you become friends with them. But if you want another clique of people, then you emphasize the thing they want, emphasize. And I said, I don't think, you know, you don't know the ministry is very, very ambiguous. Some of you just think we're just to preach here. It is ambiguous. Like there are cliques. Some people even call it cults. It's more like a cult. There are cabals. Hallelujah to Jesus. So if you behave like that as a minister, you will begin to lower your emphasis. The Holy Spirit is saying something through you. He wants to emphasize something. But you are lowering it because you want to buy the crowd, or you want to win people's favor or feel among. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? See what Paul said in Galatians 1. So look at it. Just look for the scripture for me. He said something about, I think verse 9, if I'm not mistaken. Galatians 1 from verse 9 or 19, thereabout, speaking about human approval. Let's see it briefly, please. Lord God Almighty. Is that, as we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches another gospel to you than what you have received, let him be what? Accursed. Next part of scripture. He then says, for do I now persuade man or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I still pleased man, I would not be a what? Born servant of Christ. Did you see that? Maybe if you truly want to please man, you cannot please God. You can't be a born servant. You know what it means to be a bond servant? You people are carrying the same burden. You are trying to achieve the same goal. Are you all listening to me? So he said, if you want to achieve what Jesus came to the earth to achieve, then you must not be a people pleaser. You can't be a people pleaser. So over the years, Satan has used these strategies. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. As a young preacher, he will come to you in the night when you are praying for ministerial growth, church to grow. Father, let the work increase. Then you ask you a question. Do you really want to have 1,000, 2,000, 3,000? Now, this is a discussion with the devil. You know, many of you think when Jesus was tempted by the devil appeared to him and said, Jesus, follow me. And he followed Jesus. As I see, I'm just telling you all this thing. No, that's not what happened. Huh? It's a mind stuff. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Yes, it's a mind stuff. So he asks you, you want 1,000, you want 2,000? Okay, watch this clip. When you watch the clip and hear what the person says, say, wow, this man don't even have the kind of anointing. He doesn't even have word. But see what he's doing, see what he's doing. Go and buy light. Go and buy screen. Or, now, I'm not saying those things are bad. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But now you are looking for your own strategies now. Before you know it, you compromise. Or start emphasizing this kind of thing. You look at somebody, he's selling this one, for instance. You start emphasizing those kind of things too. Before you know, you're part of the clique. You know, one time, somebody met me, he said, it's from Lafia. He said, somebody was, by God's mercies, I had the privilege of pastoring him for a while. And one time he came and said, somebody was perplexed knowing us from there, that he's surprised that the only thing I do is say these things I say, and the work is still growing. That I have mind, though. That there is no way he didn't see the possibility of a ministry growing by somebody just being real. That you have to make some emphasis on some kind of things. You can imagine. We have to make emphasis on some kind of things so that it can catch people's attention. The other time I heard somebody saying this from a very genuine source. Is there somebody, you ask somebody, say, why do you always preach these stories? That's not the gospel. Preach the gospel. The guy said, that doesn't pull crowd. Now what pulls crowd is this kind of apostolic stories. So when you say the young people are charged, they get excited. See, that is why we go that way. That if we are teaching the finished work of Jesus, they are just looking at us like this. Jesus has done it, yeah. And I laughed. I said to myself, I've seen people who did this thing and shook the world. I've seen people who follow the right path and they are shaking the world. Are you people here tonight? Over the years, I've seen Prophet Kubus teach the finished work of Jesus and shook the world. Over the years, I've seen Pastor Chris teach the word of God and shook the world. Forget about the many going to within the wrong path. Look at the ones, the few that have gone to the right path. It is possible. If God did it like that, he can do it like this. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So we're talking about strongholds, isn't it? These are strongholds, find expression. When you begin to compromise, you are allowing Satan's light to begin to rule the earth and rule the hearts of men because of compromise. Like I said, the man of God, or the so-called man of God that you guys observed that was selling the gate pass of heaven and etc., he leveraged on something he had seen from people who had gone ahead of him. They may be sincere, but they were wrong. Listen to what the Bible said, for instance. Is it Hebrews 10 and 9? Let's see it again. Hebrews 10 and 9. Hebrews 10 and 9. Want to go? Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. It takes away. Next part of scripture. I don't think I'm right. Hebrews 9 and 10. I always mix it. Hebrews 9 and 10. All right. Let's start from verse 9. Of course, you know what is symbolic, isn't it? The practices of the old, right? It was symbolic for the present time in which both what? Gifts and what? Sacrifices are offered, which cannot what? Perfect in regard to the conscience. Next part of scripture. Concerned only with what? Food and what? And what? Various worship. Remember, verse 9 had said it cannot even make the person who had performed it to be what? Perfect in terms of what? Conscience. We don't want to start from verse 1, but I hope you understand the context of this scripture. Paul is trying to differentiate Old Testament from what? New Testament practices. Are we together? Alright. Concerned with only what? Funa is mentioning the things that happened in the Old Testament. He's summarizing them. He said they are concerned with only food. What kind of food to eat? What kind of drinks to drink? Various washings. They had various ceremonial washings in the Old Testament. And what? Fleshy ordinances imposed. It was imposed. It was not God ordained. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? It was imposed until the time of Reformation. In the Amplified, let's see something. The time of Reformation. See this part in the Amplified. See what it says in the bracket. And Paul was selling them something. The time of Reformation, when Christ will establish the reality of what these things foreshadow, a better covenant. Now you know it's not futuristic, because the better covenant came in Jesus Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? The better covenant came where? Did you see when the world will end there? No. Is that when Christ will establish the reality of what these things foreshadow? A what? Better covenant. And remember, we read a scripture that seems like a mistake, but not a mistake. That he what? He came to what? Remove the first, that he may what? Establish the second. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So if Jesus focally came to remove the first so that he may establish the second, that simply means what Paul is doing here, or what Jesus is doing here through Paul, is to show them that these old practices you've been doing, Israelite, because he's writing to the Hebrews. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? These old practices you've been doing are wrong. He's trying to differentiate the old practices from the new. Remember what he has said in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 13. 3 and verse 13. 3:13. All right, gonna go back to 12. 12. Go back to 11. Go back to 10. All right, now give me verse 15. 15. I just want to hit the nail on the head. I don't want us to read. All right. But to this day, whenever what? A veil of what? Can we see this in the TPT rendition? TPT. So until now, whenever the Old Testament is being read, the same blinding comes over their hearts. Alright? Now, I don't want you to misunderstand everything. So anytime you read, if you open Genesis blind, you get blind. No, that's not what it means. Alright? See it in the NLT. Let's see if it gives a better rendition. Yes, even today, when they read Moses' writings, their hearts are covered with that veil and they do not what? Understand. What they mean by Moses here, you know, one time somebody said, we had different realms that men of God operated upon the face of the earth, but Moses was a big guy that God had to name a dispensation by his name. So when we say Moses here now, we don't mean God had to call a dispensation Moses because he was a big guy. No. Are we together? Because even if he was a big guy, the Bible said, of all men born of women, in the Old Testament, none of the prophets were what? Let your hearts be held. None of the prophets were what? So John the Baptist was the biggest prophet, not even Moses, according to the Bible. I didn't say it. Jesus said so. He said, but the least in the kingdom, are you in the kingdom? He said, the least in the kingdom is what? Greater than John the Baptist. Don't have a problem with that. You know, some of you will be like, no, I refuse. I'm humble. I have honor. Nobody say you don't have honor. But Jesus said, even if you feel like you are the least there doesn't mean the smallest in terms of rank or something. You know, some people think they have rank in the spirit. All right? There's nobody that has God give a higher rank. You determine your rank in the spirit by how much you press. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And God does not have sergeants, you know, corporal, you know, no, nothing like that. In Matthew, the Bible said, some people came, I'm still flowing, I've not missed my way. Some people came and worked for Jesus, and one came from the 12th hour, and one came from what? The 6th hour, and Jesus gave them the same reward. And the one from the 6th hour said, why will you do such a thing? I've been working from the 6th hour, and you just brought this one from the 12th hour, and gave us the same reward. Jesus said, I'm the one that gave the reward. Shebi, I promise you so amount. He said, yes. So why do you have a problem with it? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's a problem with the religious. How can this boy who claims to be Suzu, yes, stand up and claim like he knows God? You know, in Africa, your age determines how much you can know about God. For instance, you can't be this young and know this old God. It should be for the old. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Jesus gave the same reward. He doesn't give the reward by time, based on time. He gives reward by the Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. That doesn't mean we don't respect the elderly people. But he gives a reward by what? The Spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Earlier you said there's a Spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Holy Ghost giveth him what? Understanding. So why was Paul attacking that mentality from the Hebrew guys? Because as long as their eyes were on those practices in the days of Moses, what will happen? A veil of blindness will what? Cover their eyes. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say now? Now, because instead of seeing Jesus, the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world, they are seeing a practice. Imagine, Jesus had come. Let me show you how this matter is serious. Romans 10 and 1. This is how serious the matter is. In the NLT or TPT's rendition, dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and prayer to God for the people of Israel is to be saved. This is how serious the matter is. That Paul is praying for Israel to be saved. It is that serious. You are wondering. They seem like God's choicest people.
And Paul is praying for them to be saved. Why? If your eyes are still on Moses, what did the Bible say? A veil of what? Till today in Israel, they don't believe that Jesus resurrected. I was sharing with my leaders one time. I said, you think lies are small. There's a time we read a part of scripture in Matthew. The yeast of the Pharisees. Can you remember? The yeast of the Pharisees. You remember, you know what yeast is? I know if we make buns and donut and puff, I mean, we put yeast inside and it gets swollen, isn't it? Yes, that's why sometimes, you know, when I was in India Star School, the primary school, they used to give us break food. I don't know if they do it in schools today. During the break, they'll share either bread. You know this bread that you just cut like this? And it's like four. You know that bread? The Gen Z generation will not really be aware of that bread. There was one fine bread. They used to sell one naira one time. Huh? One naira. A time man came beside selling five naira. We were even complaining it is cost. How much is bread today? All right. So the bread is one, like four in a place, four. They can now, they were sharing that bread for us sometimes. Or, you know, your class rep would go to the principal's office or headmaster's office, carry the bread, bring it, or buns, bring it, or biscuits, and bring it. Those days, oh, I don't think they do it again in primary schools. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Where was I before I went to this break? The yeast, yes. So, you see, when you put that yeast, it will get it swollen, isn't it? Why I had to tell you my primary school experience was because when they bring the donut for us, I usually don't like the puff, I mean. So anytime they are sharing puff, my neighbor knows that he's the one eating it. You know, because it has this, you just press it. You know, it's like this, oh. You hold it like this, but you can eat it like this. Because when you press it, it becomes almost like this. So you see how greedy the people are. That this big thing you see is actually like this. Have you seen people that want to eat buns, they press it like this? What? Okay, yeah, bread. You've seen people like that? See, this big bread, it begins to... They're trying to show you that you may think it's big, but this is the real size. So don't judge me for eating it. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because if you see the bread like this, and the person finishes the bread, they say, Jesus, you finished this bread! So they're trying to tell you, listen, it's not that big the way you imagine. It is yeast that caused it to be this big. Some of you do that thing. That's the way you are looking at me. Amen? In Lagos, they eat it with beans. You understand? You just buy beans and you press the... And I mean, it goes so well. Isn't it, Lagosians? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Do you know what caused that bread to be big and that puff to be big? Yeast. Small yeast. Just put it. The Bible speaks about the yeast of the Pharisees. You may think it's a small lie, but it will enter everywhere. A small lie, the Pharisees just told the soldiers, say that Jesus was stolen, his body was stolen by the disciples. Don't agree that he died. Just say that it was stolen. Pharisees, hey! Terrible people. They're religious people. They can be that terrible. They may see somebody stand up here, 3 days dead, and say, his church is close to the river. That's what happened. And when we take the church to town, they say, check there, they bury something. When they were building, the builder told us that they bury something. Okay, you to go and bury somebody something under and bring somebody. You know, the religious mind, terrible, they don't believe anything. Anything good can come out from anything. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Have you seen people like that? There's one stupid thing happening. You know why I did not joke about it? I'm a choosing. Who are you? Have you seen it? You know, be discerning. It's not like I believe the church or the preaching or whatsoever. Right? It's not like I believe that movement or something. Or I agree with everything they say in the movement or something. But I believe in miracles. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I don't know whether the person is fake or real, but I believe it. I can't joke with miracles. Which one is that they hit somebody cutlass on his head and he did kind and everybody said, look at them, look at them. You see, you are laughing. You can't help it. That means you truly laughed at the testimony. You don't have to look at the test, some of them. Just hit the ground. Bang! Then he said, I'm a chosen. Who are you? And people are laughing over the internet. I don't laugh so serious because we're not trying to condemn. But the question is, what if it truly happened like that? Huh? What if it truly did bang? Look at it. Be serious. Okay. The day they hit you could last, it will just do. It will enter. You want your own to enter? How many of you are trusting God for the divine anointing here? You know? Nobody wants their own to enter. So if you believe God can do it for that person, he should be able to do it for you. The one that was striking was that somebody gasped, right? And the whole world was like, how can somebody say it was cooking without gas? Something like that, isn't it? Was it? What was the test? Cooking without gas? For 2 years. No. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know why you are looking at me like that. Is there your faith makes you whole? Amen? So faith is personal. I can't judge it. But can God do it? See, it's unbelievable. See their heart. You know, I wanted to compare my own testimony, but when I heard this, I didn't want to bring my own inside. I had a testimony that was close to this, but Kai, it's not close again when I just heard this. But God can do it. You know, mine was that my gas finished. And when my own finished, I still believed. And it cooked my rice and beans. But mine was not up to 2 years. It was for the night. I believe it was like that because of my faith. Probably that person said, God, as I put this sticker. It's difficult to believe miracles. Okay, maybe somebody would have come now and said, I carry a stick. I hit River Benue. It parted into two. Okay. The reason why you have faith, you read it in the Bible. Huh? If you didn't read it in the Bible, some of you would doubt. They will carry stick and say, I'm a choosing. Who are you? Some of you would have done that thing. Imagine Moses comes in this generation and says, I carry one stick. God says, I should use the stick and touch that one. As I touch it, it parts. And it was not even deep. It was dry ground. We walked on it. Do you know it happened like this in the Bible? The children of Israel did not go down like this. Sand covered. What they are trying to do for 3 months now, the Lord did in one day. In a moment, yes. Not one day. One day was too much. In just a moment, it was like, okay, angels, get this done. They just came. They just poured sand. Everything just covered. They pass. Water. Block from here. Block. No iron protecting it. They pass. When they pass, finish. The other ones, who did the road for them? They don't know. They just want to enter a road that they did not do. How can you enter a road that you did not do? You know, your government did not do it, blah, blah, blah. They had mine though. And when they were going, Jesus just covered his road. He said, angels, please cover our road for us. And that's how they went away. See what God did. Now, how many of you believe that God can do such a miracle today? So what of the choosing miracle? So I'm not saying you should agree with it or disagree with it. Just be like me. Leave it. Let's focus on other things. That's how to say, just leave it. You are calling AK-47. Leave it. I've not heard all the testimonies, but leave it. Don't tempt your heart. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Look at Paul's prayer for Israel. They should be what? Saved. The same Israel, we spoke about, speaking about yeast. Tell the word, he did not resurrect. His body was stolen. Every Israelite now, most Israelites, except their Paul Webers that were coming out to bring revival. You know Paul Weber? I enter the holies of holies. He sang that song. They were mighty men. In fact, Benny Hinn, the is from Israel. So most of them, they want to do impactful ministry, they run away from their country. Because if you stay within there, they will disturb you. Why they allow some of us to come and see Jesus is this? It's not because they believe in Jesus. It's because of the money we are paying them. That's the only reason. So they don't believe in Jesus, but they arrange everything for us. This is where Jesus entered. This is how much are you paying to see it? They collect their money. Yet you say Jesus is the Lord, they will carry cutlass and follow you. Even in this their world, somebody was coming to preach to them. They were saying, threatening to beat the guy. So Paul saw the problem many years ago. And they are Buddhists. You know who Buddhists are? They dress like they are Moses. They will dress like Pharisees. You know the way the Pharisees were behaving? That's how Buddhists behave. They'll go and stand before the temple, Jerusalem temple, and be praying. They say they built a temple saying that's where Jesus will come and stay when he comes again. They have a temple today. Built it, arranged it very well, that if he comes again, that's where he will stay. Because Jesus will shock them. That's just the truth. You need to see them do analysis. One time, I sat down watching Faith Channel, and a Buddhist, he was explaining how that the rapture was supposed to happen that year, and how that the eclipse of the sun was connected to the rapture. And I was checking my Bible. Yes, this guy is on TV. He may look like, he had the beard, you know, he now puts this thing and cover his hair, and was speaking like Jesus. You know, if you see somebody speak like Jesus, you'll be like, maybe this is Jesus' brother or something. And as I was checking my Bible, it was not corresponding what he was saying. And he had given dates when Jesus would come. He said, this is the first sign, and before this is supposed to happen. And of course, the year passed, nothing happened. The Faith Channel did not invite him again, from my observation. Hallelujah to Jesus. Many people have spoken like that. Have you seen people that haven't cried? Who are speaking about spiritual warfare? Follow me carefully. Have you seen people that cry? Jesus is coming back. I saw him. People were flying from there. Next month. Have you seen people like that? Don't pretend. Some of you have shared that videos on WhatsApp. Yes or no? You're all pretending, isn't it? One lady will cry without hearing so that you believe. And etc. And she'll say, I saw Yvonne. I saw blah 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 being rejected in the realm of the spirit, blah blah blah. I went to hell and I only see one man of God. If you check critically, that's a Jew. One man of God that made it to heaven. Every other man of God was false. Then people start sharing on WhatsApp, repent, throw away your Yvonne, throw away your lip gloss, throw it away. After 2 months, nothing happened. Lip gloss, Yvonne, we move. It continues. Some of you have repented over and over again. Some removed they burnt their wigs, became serious with God. In their mind, though, they think they are serious with God because they now don't paint their leaves again and etc. Nothing. Truth is truth. Nothing can change truth. No vision can change truth. I saw Jesus, and Jesus said from today, everybody should start going to River Benue and drinking the water every morning. Really? Yes. He spoke to me. Let's go. And everybody's going to River Benue. They drink it every morning. Do you know people can start movement? Movements have started like this in the name of vision. I was reading something on the internet about a particular religion. They said their God said to them that he has two hands on one side. Two hands on one side. And he has one eye. That's what he wrote in their book. Is that not a demon? Are you people seeing what I'm saying? This is how Satan brings lies. Somebody said, we had a vision. We had a vision. What was the vision? This is the vision. Many years ago, a woman appeared from the sky and she told us to take this and be praying it every morning, afternoon, and evening. And when we pray it, God will hear it very well. Where is it written in the Bible? Nowhere. How did it start? A woman appeared to her many children, 3 of them. Where is it in the Bible? Nowhere. Why do you still believe it? I don't know why. Somebody talks against it, God will punish you. You see? Satan started the movement. He's sustaining it. They have men. They have numbers. You see why we need numbers, right? You are coming to church. You are walking, catwalking. You are not inviting somebody. Some of your soldiers, your fellow soldiers, are out there watching you to invite them. The things you cannot do, some of them will come and they'll do it in one day. The 12 together, what Paul was doing. What Paul did. That's why Paul had the impetus to say, I labor more than they all. Are you listening to me? Very important. And that's how they started. You ask them, is this the only reason why you started this thing? Yes. Why will you not stop it? Having checked scripture and seen, you've seen that that is a lie. Why will you not stop it? Has Jesus ever told us to pray that way? Jesus never said it in his word that we should use any instrument to pray. He said we should pray to the Father by the Spirit. The disciples said, teach us how to pray. Pray to the Father on our behalf. He said, I wouldn't do that because the Father himself loves you too. Are you listening? Imagine Jesus on the earth. You think he will leave that stone unturned? You really think so? He wouldn't talk about this? He would. He would certainly talk about it. He spoke about a lot of wrong practices they were doing. He spoke about it. He called them the blind, leading the blind. He said to them, if the light in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? It is easier to win an unbeliever to Christ than to win somebody believing a wrong thing to Christ. There's a writing that says, false knowledge is tougher than ignorance in itself. To be ignorant is better than to have false knowledge. This false knowledge is what we call strongholds. They are formed as religion, strongholds. Satan sustained. I read a book many years ago that changed my life. It's called Lucifer Exposed by Derek Prince of Blessed Memory. He explained these things, how Satan will come through religion, create a stronghold, and subject people for several years with that stronghold. For several years. That is why those people will easily bind to the devil. They can easily bind to the ideologies of the devil. Many prophets have risen and said the Antichrist will flow from religion. Prophetically, you can stand and look at these people paving way for Satan to flow through them. We are seeing it little by little. We are not gone far yet. There was a time during the COVID that they were looking for one world religion. And I remember I was watching an archbishop went there, dressed as a bishop. He came to represent Christianity. I and my friend, we started laughing. You are too small because of your red and red or white and white to go and liaise with another religion as one. You are too small. It is not the cloth that makes you our representative. Christ is the head of the church. You are not the head of the church. So if you like, go and sign that now Christianity is one with another religion. You are on your own. You and your people continue. We are not under you. Another one stood up and said, I give the permission for people to join, to bless. He didn't really say join. He said bless a man and a man. And when people were panicking, hey, there's a problem. There's a problem. Oh, problem. I said, what is the problem? They said, the problem is that, you see, if this man has spoken, that means people will start compromising. I said, which man? Which people compromise? Who is the man? I said, Pastor Simon, you don't know. I said, I've heard of him. I don't know him one-on-one. I don't want to say something terrible. But in the realm of the spirit, who is he? Is there a seat for him in the spirit realm? Did Jesus come and say, I have ordained you, Peter, Peter. This is a new Peter. So why is the church, problem? Which problem? Who is he? He has said what he wants to say. That's his own cup of tea. We are not under him. We don't bless a man any man. We cast the demons out. Are you listening to me? That's why if you watch religious settings, somebody can be in church and still be a drunkard. Be in church and still be very immoral. Be in church and still be doing one or two dirty things. They're being used to it. You know, when our younger children grow up and see church chairmen and church so-so person being drunkards on the street, they see the pastor too drinking. Their denomination today that their pastors are alcoholic. People don't want to be saying those things. You go to a beer parlor, you see the person celebrating your service drinking alcohol to steeple. Then he comes to church and says, drink and not be drunk. What a useless mentality. Why is it in the Bible that it was said to you, drink and not be drunk? There's no part of the Bible. It is your own innovation, chapter 1, verse 1. It's not in the Bible. No part of scripture ever said, drink and not be drunk. The question is, what is the benefit of alcohol? No benefit of alcohol. You know the one terrible thing that is happening in the world? A mother is advising her child not to be wayward, a daughter not to be wayward. But the mother is an alcoholist. How will the daughter believe the mother? The mother is advising the child not to misbehave, but the mother is probably a single mom and she has a boyfriend that she brings to the house and she's a serious church member. Some of these people you see with pictures, man of God, help me. They are some of them terrible in character. If you listen to the things some of them do, they don't pay attention to their spiritual growth. They are not even taught God's word. They just go to look for miracle. Jesus is a means to an end. They don't want to know the Jesus for themselves and solve their problem. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you tonight? Look at it. Paul praying for Israel to be saved. They are used to religion. That God came to them, they could not capture him. Is that terrible? That a whole generation, a whole nation is blind because of religion. You see how terrible. Miles Monroe said this before he died. Greatest missile on the earth, he said, is religion. The most terrible religion. I was teaching in a leadership meeting. I said the best way to teach is model by model, leadership by model. It is not what you tell your children to do that they will do. It's what you do that they will do. Not what you tell them to do. I was sharing with my wife. I said sometimes you hear that some daughters are misbehaving. We're trying to look at some kind of cases like that we have been handling. I said, check the roots. You are wondering why we're not able to solve this problem. Go and check the roots. Check it. You don't making us look like we're not good pastors. These people will finish and go back home and go and be watching nonsense happen. Hear their mother on the phone with saying terrible things and you think they'll change. I'm a prophet, so I'm not a comedian. So I cannot be giving you lollipop to lick or making you laugh. I said to her, I said, that's the major problem. If you can't, we cannot address it from the roots, nothing will happen. Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. We don't even have the impetus. Somebody came to me and said, sir, my sister is taking care of me and this is her business. She sells alcohol. She has a beer parlor. Sir, she's the only one taking care of me. What will I tell her? I said, tell her to close it. He said, sir, but that's what she uses to take care of me. I said, God can do beyond this. You cannot use an ungodly means to sponsor a godly means. It's not possible. He said, sir, how do we survive? I said, watch God. It's now you will show whether you believe in God or not. Watch him help you. He had to go and start preaching to the woman. It was difficult. I don't know how it ended. But he had to go back and start preaching to her. I've done a lot of research. Alcohol has no single nutritional value. Somebody said, but there's alcohol in bread. What is the use of alcohol in bread? I'm not talking about... In the human body, sipping alcohol alone is useless. Alcohol can be, you can find some percentage in bread and etc. for several purposes. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Several, in a very, very, you can even ignore it. It's like vacuole, right? You know, in plant cell, right? There's vacuole in animal cell, isn't it? But there's little or no vacuole in plant cell, isn't it? Is it vacuole in plant cell and there's no vacuole in... And they were saying, yes, sir. It's the other way around, amen? Say, yes, sir. But all of you were just answering me. Especially the choir. Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you understand what we're saying? Are you here tonight? That is why all of you must desire good doctrine. Beyond Christianity is beyond activities. It's beyond all of this activity. Desire good doctrine. That's how you win. If you understand God's word, you can stand against the fiery what? Wheels of the devil. There are a lot of principalities and powers that want you down, but they will come to you through their wrong, through wrong ideologies. Through demonic ideologies. They will bring it and call it civilization. One of the best places you can see that literally on the air today is the U.S. It is a war of words, war of ideologies. A party represents an embodiment of ideology against another party with an embodiment of ideologies. Seeking for relevance, seeking for how that one school of thought should take over the whole nation in U.S. Not just nation, the whole world, because they are world power. So whatever stands there goes everywhere. That's why I said there's little demons that in Africa. There is big demons. You see, powers. They work through what? Ideologies. So today you see somebody stands up and says, I believe in Jesus. He calls Jesus the boss. He does everything. They say he's a hypocrite. You see, only a coward would think like that. He's a hypocrite. He doesn't like the black. Now, Satan is using skin color to make you foolish. Shebi, you've been hearing Black Lives Matter. That regime and this regime, which one is supposed, are we supposed to do that for? Huh? But after the man left, Black Life is okay. Abi? So they use all of these useless things. You know, you must understand Satan. The Bible said, do not be ignorant of the devices of the devil. When that movement started, my spirit told me this is demonic. Who is black in the first place? See black color. She's wearing black. How many of you are black? Who is white? It's time to wake up. Tell somebody, wake up. Somebody that stands up and tell you, I believe in Jesus, stands up and tell you, I'll make sure men are thinking as men and women are thinking as women. Not a man thinking like a woman. He said, I'll close out of those useless places where those things happen. How can you be so interested in an ideology that you don't allow people to discover it for themselves? You are helping them discover it. G is not for goat again in the U.S. Some of you are joking with this Christianity. It is very, very serious now. G is for gay. In primary school. L is for lesbian. L that we know is for what? Lizard. Lion. That's what they are teaching them. And you see some of us here in Nigeria. Let's take over the word for Jesus. Ide flow. evidence. Woke Christianity. Funny. And you see everybody there, like unbelievers. I said it last week. Is it this thing that John Gillick will be in the realm of the spirit who has given his life for the gospel? He will see happening. Say, Jesus, what is happening here? In the cloud of witnesses. Maybe they are speaking with the Kenyans. You know, the Bible says we have come to seeing that we are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witness. Let us what? Lay aside every weight and burden and run the race. What they are saying is that these patrons of faith are gone ahead of us and they are like a crowd cheering us for a marathon race. That's what Paul is trying to say, using marathon race. He said they are like the crowd cheering us for a race. Jesus, the beginning of that race, and Jesus, what? The end of that race. These people are watching, and truly they are watching. But see what we are representing today. Are you here tonight? If God tells you, Richard, close your business. I'm sending you to Maiduguri to go and start missionary work there. Will you go? Richard did not understand what I was saying. I mean, these are things that people did. John Gillick. God told him, doctor, that one we are praying to God and coming to do Thanksgiving. You know, there's a kind of testimony we hear and we are wondering if these people. I want to thank God. My child just graduated from Oxford. Hallelujah. He just got a job as a medical doctor. Praise the Lord. Now this is a parent that fought their children from becoming a pastor. Once, mommy, God come to be pastor, fire you there. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It's a testimony. Now I'm not saying that that's not a good thing. God can do that, and you know God can take you into royalty. You understand what I'm trying to say? By faith, you know God can take you out of royalty because of faith too. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. Hebrews 11. Can you remember? Moses was in royalty. God said, follow me. He said, Lord, I have faith. I will follow. He left money and follow God. That's what happened to John Gillick. God told him to leave everything and go to South Africa. He left. That's why we should not make it look like Christianity. The essence of Christianity is material success. Don't make it look like that. And that's why we fight some of these songs that are trending today. Which one is fine boy, we love Jesus. What is the meaning of that? When I said it here, people think I'm hating. I'm not hating. That's not a worship song. It's a statement you are making. It's not a praise song. To show you the fruit of such music, go to Facebook and see the people that are vibing to such songs. Go. Say, no. The gospel is taking over. Even Timaya was dancing to the song. Have you ever seen where Paul Weibo sang the song, Timaya carried and tried to vibe? He would be delivered. But that one, the demons could still flow around. You know, they were just... Pastor, what is wrong with you? Yes, the Holy Ghost is wrong with me. Imagine he takes a song, I enter to the holies of holies, and does his hand like this. Before you know, something will happen. Watch many of our songs that are trending today. More than 70% of the song is about material success. Material success. What God can do in terms of materialism. Watch it. The days when we hear songs like, I see the Lord, it's like they're over. I see the Lord. In fact, if we need songs that will bring us, make us feel the presence of God so strong, we'll have to go and borrow those songs and bring them. I'm not saying some are not singing wonderful songs. They are singing. But what is dominating the music industry is more of, in fact, to me, I still call them worldly. Look at the dressing. Look at how they dance. Look at the choice of words. See, we're trying to, a friend told me, he said they are trying to look like the world so that they attract the world. Because they want to sound like Paul. You know, Paul said, I dress like the Gentiles. No, he didn't say I dress. He said, I behave like the Gentiles or the, you know, Pharisees to attract them. They don't even understand what Paul was saying there. You know, Paul had to convince several people about the gospel. So he would go to a particular place, attend their meetings, sit with the Sanhedrin, allow his time for talking, suggesting his own ideology to reach. He would stand up and talk. If they were covering their hair, he would cover, you know, not because of anything, but because he needed to, you know, for instance, you go to a white garment church now. Huh? And you were invited to preach. So you get to the door, they say, remove your shoes. You say, no. We're in Christ, we're new creations. Libro haba shandabaya. I can't do such a thing. All of you, come and wear your shoe. They will drive you out. For them to listen to you, you must first pretend. Just go. Remove that your 50,000 naira shoe, 100,000 naira shoe. Go and stand there and teach without fear the gospel. When you are done, they'll go and wear their shoe. But if you never use your head to just remove your shoe for a little while and go and preach, they will not hear you. And you people get on trying to say, because they will feel like you did not respect them. Now, how does that now connect to dressing worldly to attract worldly people? How does that now connect? Are you all listening to me? Because you cannot help God. If you try to help God, it's death. I was telling a friend, watch them. They are trying to help God. They are all dead in the spirit. They look dead in the spirit. Admitting death and not life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Young people, listen, while we are hitting this thing, we know that a generation, even in this town, I know there are people already planning to come with another one. In that same pattern. Look at our songs today. We're not even sure which one is gospel song. Just look at it. Look at what is happening. You look at gospel artists, you are wondering, is this guy a Christian? Satan is trying to start something, raise a stronghold. He will start a lie, sustain it through people. If we don't stand up and speak against this kind of evil happening, we'll give Satan the leverage to continue reigning through the lives of men. Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. Well, I've said this several times. You know, there are popular school of thoughts, especially with the music ministry. And one time we said, if we find any of our choir person not in church on a Sunday and a Tuesday, he's suspended. She's suspended. Why? What notice? They don't sit in church no more. Sit in church, hear the word of God. You think now you are a pastor. They are teaching in your church. You are in another church ministry. Except it doesn't collide. If it collides, come and sit. God has a word for you. Even if you are a music minister, you are still a student of the word. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? Now, there are other popular opinions that says, no, you have the liberty, blah, blah, blah. Of course, I believe some, as we grow, maybe schedules are now tighter and etc., but it will never take the place of God's word. When we need to sit down and hear God's word, we must gather, sit down, no matter where you are. You must gather, sit down, and hear the word of God. I heard this story by a popular gospel singer. He said one time, he was famous, but he didn't have peace. I will not mention his name. Maybe some of you have seen the story online. He said he was very famous, but he didn't have peace because he was still struggling with a lot of addictions. Well, he was very famous, but he was struggling with one or two addictions. And God told him categorically, he said, go to so-so church, meet so-so man, and tell him you want him to be your pastor. So when he went the first day, they did not even bring him to the front. The man of God did not even announce him in the church. God gives you pastor after his own heart, not after your own heart. If you look for pastor after your own heart, you will not be pastored. You will just be there. He will be your fan. But if God gives you pastor after his own heart, you will really be cultured rightly. And the pastor did not mention his name. He said he was shocked because anywhere he goes to, people follow him. But the pastor did not mention his name. After service, he came to the pastor. He stayed on the line. They did not push him forward. And when he got to his turn, he saw pastor, this is what the Lord said to me, blah, blah, blah. Pastor said, okay, I will see you soon. Pastor did not ask for his phone number. Pastor did not collect anything. Pastor just said, go, I will see you soon. He left. 1 week, pastor did not call. 2 weeks, pastor did not call. 3 weeks, he got angry. He said, I'm not going there again. And when he slept, he had a vision. The Lord still told him, stand up and go back there. So when he went, the pastor saw him, and during the teaching, he said the pastor smiled at him and continued teaching. He didn't still call his name. Then after teaching, he went to see the pastor. The pastor said, you've passed the test. You came back. Now we can start. What is your problem? That is when he now opened up and told pastor everything. And in less than 2 years, he became different. His life transformed. Why? Because he obeyed God. What did God tell him to do? Go back and do the normal. Go and be pastored. You know why most of these guys, some of them are charging 5 million, 10 million, so million? You know, I was sitting somewhere, I don't know if I shared the story, and some guys were saying 5 years ago they tried bringing somebody to their church, just trying to cut my hair. I think Modern Market, I was trying to buy a shoe, and they were just talking about it. So, and I asked them, which gospel artist? They mentioned the name. And I had first-hand information too, so I shook my head. I said, thank you. 5 years ago, the amount he charged them, they now told him they didn't have the amount. They had like 70% of the amount. He still refused to come. He refused. I said, if he had a pastor, he would have not behaved like that. It's a wrong movement. Satan is the one that started it. They say, come and sing. You say, pay for logistics. They say, how much is logistics? My guys and everybody will need like 5 million to and fro. 5 million. How much is the church? And you know, some funny pastors, sometimes, of course, it's ignorance that calls that, calls for that. You see, some funny pastors, they will agree. I can never carry 5 million and give anybody when I have not given my choir. I will never do it. I can never do it. Me, Prophet Simon. We tried bringing one funny young man. He said they should go and check, they should snap what head. Who the hell are you? When we started preaching, you have not become born again. Who the hell are you? I looked at myself up to that. I said, me, Prophet Simon, I have been preaching this gospel from 17, 16 years. I have never told anybody, please, rent me a hotel. When they said, come on, minister, I did not have the impetus to say, please, is there a hotel for me? We go there, no, because I'm a pastor. I know how I can be in a ministry. So I go there hoping that I will just have one place to, maybe a hotel or a friend's house that will push me inside. Let me just sleep, preach, and come back in peace. Because we understand how ministry work. Some people don't have hotel. You know, I heard the story of a man of God and I was so excited. I don't necessarily follow him, but I was so blessed by that. That they invited him to preach somewhere and the person that invited him didn't have money to rent hotel. So he said, please, can you come and stay with me, sir? He said he went there not just alone, but with his wife. And stayed in the man of God's house. And was gisting with the young man of God. Just gisting and playing with the man of God. The man of God was like, what kind of a man of God is this one? He did not complain about me. He came to my house with his wife, gisting with me. Preach. He wanted to pay for transport. He said, don't pay, I know you don't have. Paid for his transport and left. Did not say a word. Of course, only a man that's worked with God will understand things in this world. How can you have the impetus to tell us to snap, to do video of hotel room for you? You want to check the bed? And I looked at myself. I said, if I sing in a congregation, I don't think the number of angels in that place, his own will be plentier than them. This thing is just a mind game. I'm not trying to brag. Maybe I'm sounding foolish, but that's not bragging. I don't think, if you even look, leave me safe, let's just do kabod. Let me just lead my one or two songs and preach. What do we need you for? And I said, tell him that he's not coming. I didn't stop there. I sent him an email. I said, I'm disappointed in you. He went and was reporting me. The people he was reporting me, I don't know what he wanted to happen. They wanted to do a video call of peace for me and him. I told the man of God, I said, I don't have video, we can't do video call of peace. Talk to that boy. Let him repent. There's no need for a video call of peace. I may be sounding foolish, but I'm speaking by the Spirit. I know I'm not saying rubbish. We have to wake up. Are you listening to me? We have to wake up. Because if we don't talk like this, one day we will hear that Sonny and the rest of them, Agatha, Oche, all of them. One day we'll hear that they are charging in this town with logistics. 500,000. Pastor Imam said, before I leave my house, let's have 300. And I will need security. It's time to wake up. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? It's Satan that started all of these wrong ideologies, strongholds. It's Satan. It's satanic. We'll now look for a good English name and call it logistics. Logistics. I'm not saying there are people that there are a lot of people that misbehave. I've heard cases they invite somebody, they treat him anyhow, blah blah blah. Wrong. In fact, there are some that are quite extreme. They are like, we're inviting you, use your transport and come, use your transport and go back. There are people that have those wrong trainings. I'm not for them. I'm saying those that are making effort, they want you to come. In fact, secondly, I feel that if you are in an area, God is raising people there, your eye is on national, is you that cause problem. You don't have people there that can sing music. You are eyeing all of those people wherever you are, so that it will be, because in your heart now you want it to be known that you brought somebody to sing in a meeting. Some of them, they are the ones that put themselves in that kind of trouble. Are you here tonight? So I was saying about that prophet before I learned. I said, many years ago, people started, but not with a bad motive. For instance, look at what Paul said in Hebrews 9 and 10, isn't it? Several washing imposed on the time of Reformation when Christ will come by establishing the second covenant in the Amplified rendition of Hebrews 9 and 10, isn't it? There was a time, I know someone in this nation, very respected, had a meeting he does once in a while. It's called feet washing. Now, if you look at this scripture, the Bible said various washings, right? Food and what? And what? Various washing. Mere external what? For the body imposed to help the worshippers. It was imposed. It was not ordained from the beginning. It was imposed on the people until a time when Christ will come and establish the second covenant. So for instance, if you see somebody killing a lamb in this generation, you know Moses is causing him to be blind. If you see somebody, for instance, washing his hand to be able to do like this and people move in the spirit, you know Moses is causing him to be blind. If you see somebody thinking that he has to use oil before the anointing is communicated, you know that Moses is causing him to be what? Blind. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain? All of these external regulations imposed until the time that the second covenant will find expression. People are doing it today. So that's why the Bible said, till today, wherever the old covenant is being emphasized, a veil what? Covers the eyes of people. That's why you see, the Bible said, darkness covers the earth. You know, say, gross darkness, the people. Gross darkness. Religious kind of darkness. So that way, we're still facing the same problem. The same problem. We think a lot of people are born again. But a lot of people that need to be born again, like Israel now, that Paul is praying for, to be what? Saved. So the guy may be selling soap today and etc., but he had a miniature microcosm of what he's doing today from people he had looked up to, who probably did this thing out of sincerity. I remember those days when I see the man of God washing people's feet and saying that they are walking in prosperity. I saw it. I was not told. I said, this is wrong. This is wrong. Now, I don't know if he had a good motive or a bad motive for it, but it was still wrong. You can have a good motive and still be wrong. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. That is why, you see, these things, when we observe it is very important that we say the truth in love. Discard these lies in love. Because if we don't do that, a generation will pick up these ways, this pattern, and pass it to the next generation. Remember that illustration I gave? I learned it from Miles Morose. He said, many years ago in the Bible, there was a man called Samson. Can you remember Samson? A strong man. That a stronger man beat him down. What was that stronger man? Delilah. She was a stronger person. She beat him down. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, let me show you how powerful Delilah is. Let me show you how what? Powerful Delilah is. Samson killed over 1,000 Philistines. Samson killed a lion with his bare hand. Delilah killed Samson. Now, these are powerful. Are you here tonight? Powerful men of God, are you here tonight? Powerful men of God, can you hear me? All right. Thank you, Lord. That is how powerful Samson was. But he would not hear. They said, leave the relationship. He said, no, she loved me and I love her more. Stop talking to ladies on Facebook and telling them, hi, Jesus loves you. We didn't send you for that evangelism. He said, no. Hi, I'm a Glory Chaos minister. You know, some people on our general WhatsApp group, they'll just be looking at people's details. It's like, Betty. Oh, hi, Betty. Do you know me? I used to sit at your back in church. My name is Samson. You know, many years ago when we were growing, I saw one of my boys' phone. He got a number of a lady through the general group. General group that we put them inside to teach them the word of God. It now work. You know, the Bible spoke about the law. It was meant for good, but it worked against them. So I now observe people behave like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes you think you are a powerful man of God. Let me show you how powerless you are. You feel so powerful. You have the anointing. You know all scriptures. But your anointing is only for women. You like teaching only women. You don't like teaching men. Your prophecy is only for women. Anytime the Holy Ghost moves, it's only a girl's family used to see. Come, I see you in your family. And you get it well, you are 7. She said, yes, sir. 3 girls. Yes, sir. Jesus. 4 boys. This is your problem. If the Holy Ghost, even if it's accurate, if he's speaking to only girls through your life, you're under attack. Suddenly, Samson, the story, the main story, killed a lion bare hand. Then, very outstanding testimony. Samson took the jaw of a donkey. He killed over 1,000 Philistines. He was just, I don't know how that guy did it. That guy was strong. He has 6 packs. He has chest. He killed everybody. Have you watched the movie before? Who? Why? Who? Why? Not just spiritual power, physical power. Why? Oh, why? Over 1,000, all dead. When they all died, he now looked at the jaw. He threw it to the ground. The Bible said the anointing was on that jaw. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When he took it, God placed an anointing upon it. He healed them. He didn't cry it and said, let it be known, O Israel, that by this jaw, the Lord killed over 1,000 Philistines. Do you know if he did that, we'll have what we call the jaw deliverance service. Today, we'll have it in the church. What we'll now put on our screen now is jaw, the power of jaw, the mysteries of the jaw. People will not stop there. Some people tell us the mystery of the teeth in the jaw. Series on the jaw, the bones, what the jaw of a donkey is made up of, the dimension and the potters through the jaw. But thank God, when something was done with the jaw, what did he do? He threw it away. A part of God, that the other day, witches came to my house, I just carry water and did like this, they go. When they go, throw the water. It is still water. Man of God, the other day, I carry Goya oil. When I carry Goya oil, I did like this, and things move. When you are done, throw the Goya oil away. Or probably use it to fry fish. Is that important? You can use it. Pastor Simon, are you sick? No. Do you know what oil you just spoke about? It's Goya oil, people of God. The people that made it did not call it anointing oil. It's we that call it anointing oil. They were shocked too. Say, oh, can you give us 3 anointing oil? He said, what do you mean by anointing oil? Goya oil. Goya oil. Every other oil is not anointing oil in this life. Only Goya oil is what? Anointing oil. But Goya oil is like every other oil. There are people that drink Goya oil. Take it, drink 3 cups every morning. The sickness will go. You see that laugh? Victim. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know you can cause yourself trouble by drinking that kind of oil. There was one time that one sickness came, flying everywhere in the atmosphere, that they needed salt and water, hot water. Ebola. My mother woke us up early in the morning in Kaduna. Wake up. I just woke up in the middle of the night, body pain me because I play football. Go I enter bedroom. Everybody, one by one. Don't go outside. If they come back, then you go. If she come back, you, then you go. We're waiting and entering turn by turn. You know what we're betting with? Hot water and salt. Hot water mixed with salt. So when we bet, I don't have a problem. We bet with it. When we're done betting, the next thing, it was in cup for everybody. I said, what is this one? She said, if you talk to me, I will beat you today. The way I will beat you, you will never forget. Because I always used to challenge. I said, why will you give me sodium chloride? She said, sodium what? My friend carried this. I said, mommy, this is sodium chloride. They don't drink it. It's harmful to the human body. My mother carried koboku. Pew! I did not say she tried. She flung. Pew! Yeah! I carried the water. I drank. I know the effect, but I had to drink. I drank raw sodium chloride. Raw. That's harmful to the human system. Do you know it killed some people? Do you know it was one boy that just carried his WhatsApp and put alarm, alarm, alarm. Then he now wrote under and shared on WhatsApp. The thing spread. One boy. That boy is somewhere in this country. Nobody knows where he is. It's one boy that did that thing. We heard the story that it's one boy that said, let him try something. Like a joke. The whole world. Everybody is moved by fear. If they had said, do that thing, you get rich, nobody would have done it. But because of something deadly, do you understand what I'm trying to say? People did it. We have to wake up. Some people have one anointing water in their house. It is over three decades. Three decades. Three decades. Three decades. Three decades. You know how many years is that? 30 years. Water mixed with salt for 30 years. And they sip it. It healed this person of cancer. And it's going to heal you of this thing. Now this fibroid. Open your mouth. Do you know the microorganisms in that thing? But it has worked before. When Samson was done, it worked for Samson. What did he do? He threw it away. You know how it worked? Samson took it. That's why the anointing came upon it. As Samson dropped it, let another person carry it and kill 1,000 Philistines. They will beat you. They saw Paul healing with the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, casting demons. Sons of priests, sons of priests. Did you hear what I said? Sons of Pharisees, priests. Because of their white and white, they were deceived. They were deceived because they are wearing white and white. In the name of Jesus, who Paul preached, get out! You know, one time I heard Pastor Chris. He said, some people, they copy me. They go and do their hair. Like my own. And I see them and I'm excited for them. Wonderful people. He said, and they just go and they talk like me. And they expect miracles to happen. But they are surprised at the end. That nothing happened even though they look like me. He said, they think this is all of me. He said, if I open my knee, it is almost eating up. I pray like a madman. I was just looking at him the day I watched the video. I said, you pray like a what? Like a madman. He said, you see the world coming to me today. You think it's because I wished it? He said, we locked ourselves in the cave and commanded the world to come. I said, oh, glory to God. We are learning. Glory to God forevermore. Meaning he's telling you that he's a man of prayer. He's a man of prayer. A man of prayer. I heard a story from him. He said many years ago when he's preaching, he was not so serious with his academics and he's not advising. In his words, he said, I'm not advising you to be like me. I was ignorant. If I had known, I would have not behaved like that. That's what he said. And I want you to understand that as I'm saying this story, I'm not suggesting that you go back to school and don't take your academics serious. He said, so sometimes when I miss my classes for fellowship's sake and etc., and you are not supposed to do that. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He said, when my friends try to mock me, I'll come to the class when I'm done preaching. He said, I'll be greater than you all. I've gone far away from you. Far ahead. I'm in the future. He said, they'll be looking at him and laughing. Many of them graduated with a good class degree. Until one time, one of his classmates saw him. He said, what you used to say is true. You are far, You have gone far ahead. You are already living in the future. They were nowhere close. Are you listening to me? Nowhere close. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Glory to God forevermore. Emphasis. Throw away religion. It's terrible. That is what brought about all this selling of things in the church. And you know what they used to want to shut your mouth? It worked. It worked. That's what they would say. It worked. What made it work? Your faith. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Do you know who fake prophets, they can put something, it may work for you? I hope you know there are some people fighting for that man of God now. That his stone of David is working. Because when they carried in the night and they threw it on their wall, one of their village person died. It worked for them. But is that the right part? No. Are you learning this evening? Are you learning? So there is nothing physical. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. There is nothing. Some of you that sleep with Bible under your pillow. I've said that several times. If you think that that is how demons will not come now, you do I have witnesses here that they slept with Bible under their pillow and they were still pressed? Say amen. You carry the Bible, you open John 3:16. They are pressing your head on John 3:16. All this Bible thing, there are some of us that used to sleep and put it on our head that time. We open it, cover our eye. The smell of the Bible will be entering our system. Everything. Yet, they will press. The one that struck me the most was that I finished praying in tongues. Hot tongues. Then I slept off on my bed. Then my speaker was removing the tongues. The young man was praying. He prays and sings. Heavy, metallic tongues. I opened my head and saw a vulture just close to the laptop looking at it. It's like he was watching the tongues. He was watching the... I said, what kind of a... You know, I was perplexed because the vulture was just on the laptop. He was not scared. He was watching the... Like, what kind of a vulture is this? So I looked. I said, Jesus Christ. My whole room changed. It was as if I was floating. I said, why will a demon appear? I just finished praying. Do you know what changed my atmosphere? I am seated together with Christ. As I said it, because I wanted to speak in tongues, my mind now told me, use your head. Tongues are coming out from the speakers. So I just quoted a scripture. I am seated. As I just said it, everything changed. I felt a lot of hands on me, a lot of hands pressing me. As I said it, I just thought about it. Everything changed. The whole room, everything changed. I told you one experience I used to be having in the barracks. I'll wake up in the night, Lord, I pray for the barracks, NJ barracks. I take over this barracks in the name of Jesus. And when I sleep, that was when this being would come and press my nose. You know, like you want to kill somebody. Press the nose. So what kind of a problem is this? The first time, press my nose. Believe me, in my heart, I wanted to say, Mommy, I love you, Daddy, I love you. I'm not joking. I almost said it in my heart. God helped me in a special way. Then a scripture came to my heart. What was that scripture? I am seated together with Christ. For as I said it, light, literal light, flowed from my face. Pew! As it just flowed, the thing left. It didn't stop. Oh. That was not the last time. When I came to BSU Remedial Days, I was baptizing people with the Holy Ghost. We'll play game. We're done playing game. Let me just rest my back. It will come again and press my nose. So this time, the guy was playing the game with. Was still playing and talking. So when I struggled, and asked the scripture again, and suddenly he left. I said, why are you playing game? You didn't see what was happening to me here? He said, no, you were talking now. You were just looking at me. I said, they were pressing my nose. You are here playing game. I almost got offended at him. Shouted at him. He said, I'm not. You were just sitting down. I said, they were pressing my nose. You could not see it. Why are you pretending? He said he didn't see anything. Do you know it happens like that? You are in another realm with a demon. He's doing something. Your friend is gisting you. You are hearing in the physical realm. They are pressing you in the supernatural realm. You know, many years ago, I was in a meeting. The man of God said, a being appeared to me. Let me end the service with this. He said, a being appeared to me with a long tail, big hands. You want to deliver my people, these people? I said, Jesus Christ, is this how beings appear when you become serious with God? So I said to myself, I don't think I should be this serious with God, because if I become this serious with God, probably that being may appear, and I'm not sure I will answer the being. Because the man of God said he answered the being. He said to the being, I will speak to God's people and they will be delivered. I say, somebody like me, if I see that being, that time, I will japa. I will run away from my life. So when he said it, I was full of fear. So, now, a lot of times when you hear them talk like this, it's in their imaginary realm. A lot of times it's not truly physical. It is like an open vision. You saw it in the supernatural. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because no being has that authority to appear physically. No, the devil cannot appear here physically. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He doesn't have that liberty, except through a human body. You know, so most of the times is in this their imaginary. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. So another time, I heard another one said, he was praying, I think he's in this town, and while he was praying, I will break Elam's head. Should I tell you people, he's even beating Amaka. Take him to children's church and flog him. You people are not beating this boy, but amen? Look for smoking. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where was I? Yes. He said, a being appeared to him and said, the being was looking so fine. The being had the face of this and the leg of something and the tail of something. And the being said, call the spirit of lust. And that this is what binds the city. So I said to myself, I said, you see, there's a way we have to communicate this thing so that we don't pass wrong narratives. You know, so that somebody is not praying now and is waiting for a being to appear. Whatever you want to see, you will see. They'll be forcing beings to appear, thinking that it is when a being appears to you that you are a giant in the spirit. Listen, I've not said this before. I've said it before, but not probably in this way. I said it before. I said, if a being appears to you, and talks to you, it is because you are very small. Listen again. If a demonic being appears to you and communicates to you, I was there. I said it here. It is because you are small. What gives you height in the spirit is not looking like you are spiritual. You are spiritual because of the intensity of light in your soul. Are you listening to me? As a man thinketh in his, so is he. So it's the light, the information in your soul that gets you to that height of spiritual maturity. So don't be waiting. You know, there's a saying that says, if you are pursuing the devil, if you are really causing havoc for the kingdom of darkness, they'll be pursuing you. I don't believe in that. The Bible said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. It said, we are seated far against what? Principalities and powers. You cannot be a child of God and be having demonic encounters. It's wrong. It means you don't know your place in Christ. So the fight you have to do is not a fight to the devil. It's called the fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. A good fight, not a bad fight. What is the fight? Fight of faith. Lay hold of what Jesus has done for you. Not to fight the devil. So how do you fight in the spirit? If you don't have one wrong experiences, all these wrong encounters. Oh, I'm one spirit with Christ. I am seated together with Christ. I'm far. As you say those things, you are indirectly rebuking the devil, resisting the devil. Remember, the scripture says in James 4, submit to God. So as I'm saying I'm one spirit, I'm seated with Christ, what am I doing? I'm submitting to God. He said, by default, you are resisting what? The devil. Can I hear again of blessed memory? What did he say? He said, when you submit to God, in the root word, when you submit to God, you are standing as a terror to the devil by default. So as I'm saying I'm one spirit with Christ, I'm seated together with Christ, imagine I turn to the devil and he sees me. Light shines in darkness, and darkness what? Comprehended it not. He would just be completely destroyed. Imagine there was darkness here until light came. Where's the darkness right now? It's gone. So immediately you find manifestation by revelation, what happens? Satan is gone away from your life. That's why we say things like this: there is no devil in my world. So you see, finally, people of God, you don't win in the spirit by emphasizing Satan and talking about his power. When you have a revelation of Jesus, you see how small Satan is. The more you know Jesus, the smaller Satan looks before you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? He looks so small as the intensity of the revelation of Jesus gets high. So the more of God you know, the less of Satan you see. You cannot know God and see Satan powerful. God is a light so shining, and he, you know what? If he has no trace of darkness, you can see him and see Satan at the same time. It's not possible. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's as simple as that. And believe the word of God. It is very, very tempting to believe things that sound so high rather than God's word. When you live here and Satan comes, use the word of God to restrict him down. Believe God's word. Don't go and sit down. Somebody is telling you that if you want to rebuke the devil, you need to do this, you need to do that. Even though, you know, I was sharing with somebody, God bless our fathers of faith. They were speaking about a man of God many years ago that used bell to pray. And I said, yeah, he used bell to pray. He's a sincere man of God. But even though it worked while he was using bell, it was not supposed to tarry. So that our generation will not rise up and say, if you want your prayer to work, carry a bell. You are communicating wrongly. Now, recently, I shared to my wife a video. People went to Apostle Babalola's graveyard. They go there. Not that they went there. They actually go there to pray there. They were lying on the graveyard. And I'm like, God is everywhere. The presence of God is everywhere. God is in the spirit. He told the woman, you don't need to go to any mountain to worship me, nor any part of the world to worship me. I'm strong in the spirit, and you capture me in the spirit by truth. That's what he said to the woman. But people are going there physically to go and bow down, thinking that there's an anointing in this man's life that can change our life, instead of Jesus being highlighted in their heart. See, that's dangerous. Not even the man is happy wherever he is right now in the spirit. He's not excited. The worst of it is some that go and bow before a statue. You bow. You are passing somewhere, you now see this guy, you now do like this. Then when we say you are worshipping, you now sing a song for us that you are not worshipping, you are honoring. Another word for worship is deep honor. And anybody here has honored me to the point they say, man of God, sir, I celebrate you, sir. I've never seen anybody do that. I've never told anybody to do that to me. Are you here? Did you catch it? Because if you say it too directly, you'll be in problem. You have to say it codedly. Did you people catch it codedly? Let's stop here before we enter a problem. Have you been blessed? So all of you wise up, eh? You are young in the physical, you are not young in the spirit. It will be a shame that you come here, hear God's word, and go back and live anyhow. It will be a shame on your life. Don't just be a forgetful hearer. A hearer and not a doer. Forgetful hearer. The Bible says deceiving yourselves. You can't be coming to church now. For instance, let me use the ladies. Vibrant, fireful. And you are dating somebody that has no knowledge of God. Thinking you are the one that God has designed to change the man's life. It's not possible. It is a shame that you are dating somebody that does not pursue God. Not willing. I'm not saying they are sinners and that's their end. They will be destroyed. No. But the Bible says do not be unequally what? Yoked. It's not possible. And you are wondering why God gave you this kind of man that is cheating on you tomorrow. Meanwhile, he has told you, husband, from scriptures, love your wife as what? Meaning, if you have sense, let your husband know Christ so that he can love you very well. Are you listening to me? Look at, before I end, finally, these cravings will rise. They taught you puberty, isn't it? Let's not pretend like these things don't work. They work. You go back home and be feeling like you need a man, like you need a woman. You know, let's not hide those things. They actually happen. That's why they teach you puberty in biology. Just that when you are taught in school, they don't teach you this higher knowledge, new creation realities. That one of the fruits of the spirit is called what? Self-control. Even as a young, fine, decent looking lady, you can go back and there's a probability that wrong cravings will rise from your heart. That doesn't mean you should start picking a phone to say, "Hello, boy, I love you." No. No. When those feelings rise, what do you do? Speak God's word. And if you don't want those feelings to rise, what you watch and hear will determine it. Stay with the word of God. There are some movies you should not watch. You know, I have some dish, different type. I have entered, my child has not come out to, I have a child in view. He has not found expression. I've already understand parental control. I have attacked since before he came. I've blocked channels. There are some channels now you want to watch something, they will ask, "Are we permitted to show? If you want us to show, put the password." Nobody knows the password, only me. And nobody will ever know the password. Because it's written it in. So even though I'm not around, you will not watch it. Even if you are 18 years, you will not watch it. You see, I've already... That's how it is. Go back home. There are wonderful movies about Abraham. Job. Have you watched the movie of Job? Apostle Paul. Check my system. That's what I have. You want to know scriptures very well. Matthew. Read the story. There's one movie about Jesus. They call a new one. They call The Chosen. So such a nice movie. Go and read about Daniel. Watch the movie about Daniel. Book of Acts. Yes. Most interesting. Oh, you are missing. You see the reaction. Go and watch them. Not love don't cause a thing. Not twist of fate. Nigerian movies. The King's Heart. The King's Bride. Desperate Women. The first time I watched the book of Revelation, oh my God, it was like I was in a cinema. I will never forget. The things were so real. That's when I started understanding the book of Revelation. And the people that acted in, cry, they are very good. You need to see that view they gave about John crying, the 24 elders. Go and look for that movie I watch. I'm waiting your appetite, right? I told you about the salvation. How many of you watched it? You see, very few. How many of you have watched plenty movie in African Magic? As you watched the movie, how did you feel? Inspired. Who watched it again? Raise your hand. How did you feel? So nice. Darius. What a man. Did you see that man? Doesn't believe in impossible. There's always a way out. What a man. Some of them are looking at us like, go and watch it. Watch movies that will make you sound mentally and what? Spiritually. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
have you been so blessed?
Yes,
have you been so blessed?
Yes,
go back and be doers of the word. Not just what? Hearers of the word. Bow your heads and pray. Thank the Lord for his word. Thank him for all you've heard. And pray that the word becomes a light for your path, a lamp for your feet. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Lord, your word is a light for my path and a lamp for my feet. Your word, O God, is beauty to me. For the grass is withered and the flowers may fade, but your word will remain. Your word, O God, is beauty to me. Your word, O God, is a light on the hill, bringing nations to light. Your word, O God, is beauty to me. Your word, O God, is anointing to rule, bringing nations to light. Your word, O God, is a light on the hill,
Though the grass is withered and the flowers may fade, but your word will remain. Your word, O God, is beauty to me. Yeah. When prophecy's tongues are for you, your word will remain. My sight, I lose me to follow you. When we ponder belong to you, when prophecy's tongue, your word will remain. My light, I lose me to follow you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your word will remain my sight and lose me to follow you. Broken Lord, have come tonight for your word to invade. Your word, O God, is beauty to my life. Though the grass is wither and the flowers may fade, but your word will remain, O God. Your word, O God, is beauty to me. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your word, O God, beauty to me. When visions are blown to leave, when prophecy's tongues are free, your word will remain my sight and lose me to follow you. When visions are blown to leave, when prophecy tongues are free, your word will remain my sight. I lose me to fall. One more time. When visions are blown to lead, when prophecy's tongue are free, your word will remain my sight. I lose me to fall. When visions are blown, when prophecy's songs are prayer, hey, your word will remain my side and lose me to follow. Oh, Father, oh, what love you have lavished on me, a martyr to be called to bear your image. What an honor, what an honor to be a man, to be a man, mention the rhythm of your hand. One more time. Yeah. Father, oh, what love you have lavished on me, a martyr, to share your image divine. Yeah, what an honor, yeah. made and anointed to be a man, yet your scepter dance in the rhythm of your head. One more time. Father, Father, oh, what love you have lavished on me and my child. So shall your image divine. Hey, what a no-no, what a no-no. To be ordained and anointed, to be a man, yet yourself to him. Dance in the rhythm of your hair. Thank you, Lord. Forever, Lord, your glory, God, is all our own unto. Yeah, without you, God, there's no me, God. Forever I worship, oh, forever, Lord, your glory, yeah. Yeah, yeah, there's no me, God, forever I worship, forever, Lord, your glory, Lord, is all of love. Yeah, yeah, there's no me, Jesus, forever, Lord. One more time. Oh, forever, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. There's no me, Jesus. There's no me, Jesus. One more time. Your glory, God. Your glory, God, is all our. Oh God, there's no me, Jesus, forever, Lord. Oh Father, thank you, Lord. Let every fiber of my being bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Let every story of my life bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the every fiber and every fiber. Bring your worship. Bring you the worship. Bring you the worship. Every story. Bring you the worship. Bring you the worship. One more time, bring you the worship. Every fiber. Bring you the worship. Bring you the worship. Bring you the worship. Every story of my life. Bring you the worship. Bring you the worship. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let every fiber of my being bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Let every story of my life bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Rabakasha Rabu Sebragadia Kabaradabu Shabaya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Forever, Lord, your glory, God, is all alone after, yeah, without you. There's no meaning forever I'll worship you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. What declares a light for our path and a lamp for our feet all the days of our lives. And the people of God shout a mighty amen. Amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.